Welcome to Bayou Garden on WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. I love to grow plants in containers. When it comes to growing plants in containers, it's important to realize that it really sets these plants off. It makes a plant look really special when you're growing a plant in a container. In addition, growing plants in containers allows us to grow plants where there isn't soil available to plant them into, like on our porches, our decks, or our patios. And container plants can really go a long ways to enhance our outdoor living spaces. When it comes to taking care of container-grown plants, proper watering is among the most important aspects. And it's not difficult to do if you pay attention to a few principles. First off, proper watering starts with a container with drainage holes. There must be a way for the excess water to drain out of the holes, and so the soil doesn't stay too wet. So first off, start with containers with holes in them. The basic technique of watering your plants in containers is really very simple. You want to add enough water until you see the water come out of the drainage holes. If you've got the plant sitting in a saucer, the water's going to flow out into that saucer. After about 30 minutes to an hour, come back and check the saucer. If there's still a lot of water in that saucer, it's important to drain that water out so the soil doesn't stay too wet and become waterlogged. Now, the big question that people ask me after that is, you know, when should I water again? I just don't know how often I need to water these plants in containers. Well, here's some things to look for. First off, there's a very accurate probe available that will allow you to accurately determine how moist or dry the soil is. This probe is really wonderful and it's always handy. It's located on the end of your hand and it's called a finger. What you want to do is insert the probe up to the second knuckle into the soil, wiggle the probe slightly, and then withdraw it. If the probe is damp or wet, you don't need to water. If the probe is dry, you need to water. So really, you can determine when you need to water your plants and containers by simply sticking your finger in the soil and seeing, is it still damp or has it gotten dry? You can also look at the surface of the soil. When the soil begins to dry out, the surface turns a lighter color. When you water the soil, it's a darker color. So you can walk by and actually look at the surface of a pot and look at the soil surface and say, well, gee, that's getting kind of light colored. I better water this plant. You can also feel the weight of the pot. If the pots are relatively small, well-watered pot is heavy, and a pot that needs to be watered feels dry. So pick your pots up and feel their weight every now and again when they're dry and when they're wet, and you'll be able to walk by and just lift a pot and be able to tell whether it's dry and needs to be watered. Finally, if you don't water often enough, the plant will wilt, and that is not a good thing to do. You don't want to let your plants wilt before you water them, so wilting is not the way you want to decide it's time to water. Now, there are other factors that will influence how often you water. First off, for your plants outside, if they're in the sun, they'll need to be watered more often than if they're in the shade. So make sure you pay especially careful attention to plants growing in pots in the sun. The size of the pot is important. Smaller pots dry out faster than larger pots. So particularly when you have container plants outside, always choose larger containers because they're going to dry out less rapidly. The pot material is also important. Clay pots dry out faster than either plastic or glazed ceramic, and that's something that you can factor in. How much the root system has filled the pot. Plants that have been in a pot for a long time and have filled that pot up with roots will dry out faster than the plant that you may have recently repotted, and so you also need to keep that in mind. And finally, the plant type. Some types of plants need to be watered more often than other types of plants. So if you're growing cactus and succulents, well, they don't have to be watered as often, say, as ferns. So keep in mind these simple rules, use your finger to be your guide, and you'll always water your container plants properly.
This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.